Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. And your new Trends Journal's coming out soon. Hey, what's all that news out there? Oh, them drones. Yep. Yeah. The Martians are coming. The Martians are coming. Or is it Uncle Sam's War of the World? Who knows? But anyway, they're covering it all up, not telling us what's going on. Because what right do we have to know what's going on? We're just plantation workers of Slavelandia. Hey, you got no money, you can't talk to anybody. You got to be a billionaire to get there. You got it? Capish? Anyway, going on to the markets. Not a great day today in the equity markets in the United States. Let's see what happened. Dow has its longest losing streak since 1978. Dow is down 267 points. The S&P down 0.39. NASDAQ down 0.32. Gold, again, gold lost its glow when Trump came in. It's still doing well. It's at, what, $2,646 an ounce. That's up some $600 since we made that trend forecast at the beginning of the year, last year. And that's up a golden year for gold. So it's up $600. It was up, you know, almost 800. But when Trump came in, the whole game changed. And Earl, oil, Brent crude, $73 it's selling at. It's down 57 cents. And boy, Bitcoin today hit what, $1,008? Now it's down to $1,005 and change. So here's the deal. Oil. And then we're going to get to the markets. In your economic update, in this Trends Journal, we talk about what's going on in France, where you have that little Gaston Macron with that fake fucking hair and a pecker the size of that. A little arrogant piece of shit over there, over there. They're all pieces of shit over there, everywhere. Political crap heads. So now they got real problems with the government. You got another prime minister, another piece of fucking shit. Prime. I'm a prime minister. I'm a prime. You're a fucking shit scumbag politician. Anyway, your economy ain't doing great. So they got problems. Oh, Moody's just downgraded them. And then over there in Germany, Olaf Scholz. Olaf Schitz. Yeah. Oh, they're getting rid of him too now. We've been writing about the German economy going down now. Actually, since 2019, it was almost in a recession just before the COVID war began. Oh, and guess what? Next month, we could celebrate 5 years of the COVID war. Yeah. On Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. That's when they launched it. Yep. So now they're going to have an election over there in Germany. Hey, what's going on over there in South Korea? Oh, they remember on December 3rd, the clown playing president. Again, their politicians are, you know how I feel, you know how I feel. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And by the way, if you want to get your politician a nice Christmas present, you'll go to Trends Journal and you go to shop and you can get one of these shirts. And here's the back. So that little scumbag, they're impeaching him. I'm mentioning this because, oh, then in China. Oh, did you see the data that just came out with China? Oh, yeah, the retail sales aren't what they expected. They're down. Oh, investment in real estate's down another 10.6%. Again, we're talking the largest countries and economies, the largest economies in the world. Germany's number three. France is the second largest economy in Europe. China's number two. So the equity markets, what's going on in the United States, very little to do with what's going on around the rest of the world. But there is a lot of positive hope out there. And there's a new study that just came out that's showing, that a closely watched survey of global fund managers registered its lowest cash allocation on record this month, underscoring the bullishness on stocks as the equity markets nears the end of a strong year. Yes, in the United States. It goes on to say that another article from the Wall Street Journal, CEOs are taking a rosier view this year. CEOs of the world's biggest corporations are more optimistic about the economy than they have been in years. Last year, some 45% were positive. This year, it's 77%. The U.S. equity markets and the U.S. economy have absolutely nothing to do with the rest of the world. Again, we have the data in there. China's going to shit because of their 3 years of zero COVID policy when they locked down the place. They destroyed the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of millions of people. And again, you're seeing that everybody's lowering interest rates as much as they can to keep propping up the economy. That's going to bring back inflation. And the United States, being a member of the club, we believe they're going to lower interest rates. And we are positive at this point on the equity markets. But there could be a wild card. Trump doesn't come in until January 20th. It's another month from now. There could be a dot-com bust by then. You saw what's going on with NVIDIA. They're in correction territory now. So this thing could go anywhere. They just killed a Russian general. Ukraine did. So that war could ramp up. Israel, it's bombs away all over Syria, and now they're talking about attacking Iran. Oh, they just killed another, 15 Palestinians today, but it's not the news. You could slaughter the Palestinians every day. Nobody cares. So there are wild cards out there that could change this. But minus a wild card, we see the U.S. equities going up. We do not see the global economy responding as these CEOs are saying in this survey. No way, no how. So anyway, that's what we're seeing on the economic front here. And again, we have the economic update in your Trends Journal, what's going on with inflation, home sales, M&A, merger and acquisition activity, boom. Everybody's expecting it because of Trump in there, and they're going to do more deals. But that means they're going to lower interest rates, and that's going to jack up the M&A activity. As interest rates go down, the dollar goes down, and gold prices go up. That's the way we see it. Again, whole articles on where Bitcoin is going. As you all know, we've been very, very bullish on Bitcoin. Joe Duran does a whole section in there, other Bitcoin information in there as well. And again, on Technocracy, the Synthetic Devolution, Joe Duran, other books. We're giving you everything we can. Featured guest articles. When rights become privileges, the Constitution becomes optional. And that's what's happened. That's John Anisha Whitehead. A great article here. They're talking about getting rid of fluoride. Gary Null and Richard Gale's article, The Deceptive Junk Science About Fluoride. They've been pumping down our lives all my life. Surprising link between your gut and cholesterol levels by Dr. Joseph Mercola. And you, tokens are coming. That's Y-O-U. And that's by Gregory Manarino. Trends in Technocracy, Trends in Cryptos, Trends I Views. Yeah, this is a good one. You ready? Drink a Coke, lose 12 minutes of your life, study shows. You drink Coke and you sniff Cokes, drink Coke, you know, coked up, man, one way or another, you're screwed. And not the way I like to. They're kind of screwing. Trends in AI by Ben Davis. Trends in High-Tech Science. And of course, what's going on in the Israel war. Terrible, terrible, as this keeps going up, barely being reported in the by the prostitutes in the mainstream media anymore. Not a peep about it. Nothing. Not a zero. Yeah. Article that came out in Haaretz in Times of Israel. Barely reported. IDF, Israel intelligence, warned Netanyahu about attack, Hamas attack, weeks before the raid. We detail this in your Trends Journal. This has been coming out. As I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. There were 39 weeks of judicial protests going on, a protest because of his Judicial Reform Act going on before Hamas attacked on October 7th, 2023. 39 weeks, the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, called it a civil war was going on. We reported in the Trends Journal right after this happened that the United States and Egypt had warned Israel that this was going to happen. So now the facts keep coming up. They knew this was going to happen. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. And now Netanyahu is in court now, right? Watch out for the ramping up of the Iran war. The United States is sending ships over there, more troops. So again, this could change everything. Because as we're saying, if Israel goes to war against Iran, there's no way that Israel is going to win. Iran has 91 million people, very advanced scientifically, technologically, and militarily. Israel has, what, 9 million people, and you take out the Arabs, you're down to 7 million. They ain't going to win. And the United States supporting them? Oh, yeah, the United States that hasn't won a war since World War II and wouldn't have won that without the Russians? Couldn't beat the Afghans, the longest war in American history? Couldn't win in Iraq, couldn't win in Vietnam. Are you going to beat the Iranians? Sure. So, you know, there's this article, too, that Trump was asked if he trusts Netanyahu. And Trump said he doesn't trust anyone. And Trump is also saying he's going to end the Middle East war. And if he does that, boy, great. And he says he's going to end the Ukraine war. Terrific. And because that's why I don't support RFK Jr., because of his pro-genocide of Israel. So if Trump stands by his word, this could be a very positive for this country. Very positive. On the peace level and on the economic level. Again, a lot of the economic stuff I don't agree with, you know, giving these grants and all of this cheap money to these companies so they could create jobs. How about giving me lower interest rates? Oh, no, only the bigs. How about giving me a grant? No, only the bigs get them because the bigs run the country. Again, it's like your previous covers of your Trends Journal, the billionaires. It's very clear. They own the world. Let the plantation workers of Slavelandia eat cake. So what else do we have here? Oh, the whole thing that's going on the geopolitical front with the Syrian war, with the Ukraine war. Oh, And by the way, they have this Musk and that guy, Ramaswamy, whatever his name is, they're going to cut back on expenditures in the government. The House just passed a bill last week, defense budget of almost $1 trillion. How about cutting back on that, huh? No. And look, it's Christmas time, holiday season, Christmas time, high, whatever, all the other holidays. So please go to our site and donate to us. We're doing everything we can. So donate to our fundraiser. We're giving you everything we can. And again, we don't get support. If we got money from the millionaires, you know, this is the only magazine in the world that gives you trends analysis, trend forecasts, covering a wide variety. The only trends, so-called trends magazines, they call it that fashion and media. That's not trends. That's bullshit. So we're giving you everything we can. And if you want to subscribe, please do so. You go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, and also hit the subscribe button because we're getting shadow banned big time. We're giving you everything we can, and they're doing everything they can so that you could hear less of what we're giving you because they don't want you to have it. And on the the wars going on are just going to continue to escalate if we don't have peace on earth. Putin accuses the West of pushing the Kremlin to red line. He's considering new rules. That's right. He's warning that if they keep striking deeper into Russia, now they kill this general, he's going to ramp up this thing big time with these hypersonic weapons and on and on. And again, hey, it's Christmas time. Where are all you Christians over there, the religions? I'm not talking about we the people. What do you all got, lockjaw? Oh, peace on earth? How come you're not out there calling for peace? They said, what all you Quakers dying in an earthquake? The Seventh-day Adventists waiting for the eighth day? Where are all the religions? This is peace on earth? All we do is want your money. Pass around a basket. This is serious what's going on. And again, what's going on in Syria? Woof. It's a hellhole. Israel's bombing the hell out of it. Over 500 strikes. Bombing it. And they can bomb anything they want, just like the United States could kill anybody they want all over the world. So anyway, we're doing everything for peace. And we're going to take a break next. We're not going to be putting out the Trends Journal next week. And again, go to OccupyPeace.com if you want to donate for peace on earth, goodwill to all. And if you believe in the Prince of Peace, you know, it's his birthday coming up, you know. Is it 2,240 years ago? Or 24 years ago. So donate for peace. And again, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be coming out with the top trends. We're going to be doing podcasts. So we're going to take a break with the Trends Journal until we're going to take off next week. You know, it's Christmas time and everybody really works hard. There's no magazine like it. Nothing like it. You can read the comments and that the people that subscribe to it. Never a negative comment. Positive beyond anything. So we're doing everything we can to support you. We need all the support we can get. So thank you for tuning in. And, see you on Thursday. I almost forgot. Tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge. Yep. Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. See you then.